Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The snack wrap has returned. Ryan's been walking around here like Vince McMahon, throwing his elbows around, all excited because he's going to go eat some snack wraps. I've never eaten one in my life. I didn't even know what it was. He had to tell me about it. Danny, you said you are out on the snack wrap?
Don't care about it at all. Like, zero. Like, nothing has ever moved me less.
It's a chicken strip with some lettuce and some ranch inside of a wrap.
And cheese as well. Shredded cheese. And the cheese is amazing.
Sounds okay. It sounds like if I ranked 100 fast food items, it'd be 93.
Like, if I had leftovers at home, it's what I would make. It just sounds unremarkable to me.
I would eat it, but sure. Presumably, if they're making me that, there's other things they have back there where they can make me something else. And I would always order one of those things. But I'm happy that Ryan's happy. His snack wrap is back. But it got us to thinking, as some Portleys here on the Grant and Danny radio program, or in the case of some of us, former Portleys on the Grant and Danny radio program, let's have ourselves a fast food item draft.
Here we go.
Snake draft style. You guys know the rules on the Grant and Danny draft season. The way we go about our operation here is I will randomize our five names. We will have a draft order. We will go in a snake draft. Now, a couple of clarifications. You guys can challenge on this if you'd like. I'm open to different interpretations. I think for the sake of keeping everything together, a fast food restaurant is a drive-through accessible food gets handed to you out of a window establishment. I don't know that we need to even overthink it. It's just that. But the fast casual stuff, like a Chipotle or walking into a Five Guys.
Like a Shake Shack, a Chipotle.
That's called fast casual.
Yeah, it's fast casual, right?
So fast food, can I get it in my car? They hand me a bag through the window, and I have to move the cup from last time out of my cup holder to put that cup in that cup holder spot. That's fast food.
Do desserts count?
Of course. Any fast food item.
Love it.
Whatever you want to do. I mean, you make the list. We'll let the people vote on who made the best list.
And it's singular item, not meals.
Very important clarification.
Yeah, good distinction. Thank you, Darius.
The snack wrap's not a meal. So I say this, we're honoring
the snack. It's in the name, yeah.
So I think this is an item. This is just something that you can get on the menu at a fast food establishment. All right, I'll randomize three times. One. Two. Third time. The order for this snake draft. Danny Hutier, you've got the first pick.
Very well.
I will have the second pick. Ryan, you have the third pick. Dad, you pick fourth.
Hey, Dad.
And Toby, you get the snake. You will pick fifth and sixth coming back. If we can get through it, we got to try to get through four rounds because even numbers are fair. You do three, somebody gets screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Toby, in this case, would get jobbed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what we can do in the span of one segment here. Danny, you can get us started. This is the first ever 2025 Grant and Danny fast food item draft.
Pick it in. McDonald's fries. Everyone shut up. Draft is over. Good night, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to Grant and Danny. Back tomorrow at 2. You're welcome, America.
Number one on my board by a mile.
Yeah.
Number one with the bullet, by the way. I thought maybe there's a small chance. Maybe they fall to me at 2. And Danny does something stupid.
Yeah.
Gets cute.
Not this time.
But you know what you did, Danny? You just took the best player on the board. You just said, there's a really good player. Why am I going to try to save a little money for
Ryan Leaf
round?
Could be moving up to number one. Nope. Manning.
Why are they so much better than all the other Fries? Because they are.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
The cut is perfect. The preparation is perfect. The salt, the amount of salt. It used to be old school. It was like peanut oil or whatever kind of like specific kind of oil. They've now found a way to synthesize that like all across the country. So they recreate it. But still, yeah, it is the perfect French fry.
Okay, I will make the next pick. This is going to turn some heads in the draft community. I just want everyone to know that.
What are you doing?
We got a deep board.
What are you doing?
We've got a plan. We're going to get everything we need solved, so don't worry. With the number two pick in the 2025 Grant and Danny Fast Food Item Draft, we will be selecting McDonald's Fountain Coca-Cola Classic. I will be going with McDonald's Coca-Cola Classic.
You going under slot there?
To begin my meal. It's the best soda there's ever been. There's never been a better Coca-Cola. If you know, you know. Put that cup under the fountain. It's cold and it's perfect. McDonald's Coca-Cola Classic will be my number one selection.
We're thrilled with this pick. The pick is in. The original chicken sandwich from Popeyes. The best chicken sandwich in the game. That's what they're known for. It's the best. I don't like pickles. I like pickles on that sandwich because that sandwich is amazing. I feel like I just got the second best player in this year's draft.
The original, does that just mean it's not spicy or what is that?
Yeah, just entail? The original chicken sandwich.
It's a chicken, great chicken sandwich.
It's amazing.
It's really good. I mean, Chick-fil-A was on the board too, but hey, to each their own. I'm happy for Ryan. Let's keep it moving. With the fourth pick in this fast food item draft, Dad is on the board.
Dad is also going to dabble in Popeyes, and we're going to take the best chicken tenders that there are out there. The Popeyes chicken tenders will be coming to Team Darris.
Danny, did you have two Popeyes items off?
I did not. I thought in round two they would go.
I thought we'd have round a Popeyes two. Run at some point.
Mm-hmm.
But four players have been chosen, and two played at LSU. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
Well, there's two McDonald's and two Popeyes right now. That's what happened so far in our draft.
They're out here shaking their ass. Everybody else is just watching them.
Did they meet in the Natty this year? Is that what happened?
What is going on? All right, Toby. Round out, round one.
Pick is in. We're going back to McDonald's, and we're going with the best breakfast item there is. Give me the sausage McMuffin with egg.
That's a good fast food item.
That's a good fast food item.
Darris, since we're on the snake here, give me another of the pick is in. We're going to make this a combo. Give me the McDonald's hash browns.
Oh, Toby's making himself a little brekkie. Oh. Little breakfast for Toby. He's got a junkies segment to call into. He's going to eat a hash brown and a little biscuit.
Okay.
All right, Tobes, I see you. Darris, right back on the clock. We got four McDonald's, two Popeyes?
That is correct. Four McDonald's, two Popeyes, the round one.
And what, and at the Chick-fil-A sandwich for me.
You said Popeyes
you said
sandwich,
Popeyes.
By the way, which I was so confused by because all you did was stand on the table yesterday for Chick-fil-A,
and then
you get on here and say Popeyes
by the way,
chicken
I literally
sandwich.
Made fun of the fact that you didn't take a chicken Chick-fil-A chicken. You said Popeyes chicken sandwich original.
100% said Popeyes.
You said Popeyes. I wrote it down.
Okay. I guess that's my pick then, I guess. I mean,
wait, are you the Minnesota Vikings? You picked the wrong guy?
I picked the wrong guy. Like I was looking at Popeyes here, and I guess I said Popeyes, but number two on my draft board was a Chick-fil-A sandwich. I mean, Darris said it himself. I was gassing it up the other day.
You and I always talk about how great Chick-fil-A is.
Exactly. So it was just a brain fart then. I had the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Did you ask for the wrong Brooks and trade like Ernie Grunfeld did?
I guess I did.
Oh, sorry. I mean, you
that
picked
is an egregious GMing error.
It's a bad mistake. Because
it's literally
like
the biggest. They're rivals. It's like saying, Jaden Daniels plays for the Cowboys, right? It's kind of what you just did.
Like I prefer Caleb Williams.
You can
what
ask
you just
Darris.
Said.
I even said that the Chick-fil-A sandwich stinks.
I move that we give Ryan the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich if he wants it.
I think we need him to live in the mistake.
I think he also has to live in the mistake.
Toby?
Sorry, man. You're going to have to live with it.
Oh, come on.
I also think Popeyes is better anyway, so.
That's not going to happen in the NFL draft. Like, you can't rescind the pick.
Well, I mean,
he made the pick.
Respectfully, that's amateur hour.
We want Dylan Brooks in trade. We'll take
this
whoever.
This is big league stuff. I mean, this is the 2025 Grant and Danny fast food item draft.
It's kettle
and
a wine mixer, bro.
This is real journalism we're being
I bought. All right, fine. I get the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
I'm embarrassed for him. I mean, this is tough.
It's a really good chicken sandwich. You're fine.
All right, you are back on the clock,
no,
though.
I am.
Darius is.
That'll be me.
Oh, I thought you made a pick.
No, Darius is going to change it. Because Ryan just declared that he wanted the Chick-fil-A right. chicken sandwich, too.
Okay, Darius, you are ready to go.
With our second round pick, oddly enough, we're going to take the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
Oh, I wonder why Darius was so adamant that Ryan didn't get the Chick-fil-A chicken
sandwich. We are thrilled that it made its way back around to the second round.
I think it would.
Yeah. Do you prefer that over the Popeye's one that somehow inexplicably went second?
Well, isn't of course good? I do. Yes, yeah. Because it's the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich.
Only Ryan likes a Popeye's chicken sandwich more than a Chick-fil-A.
It's the original chicken sandwich.
It is.
Not the Popeye's one.
I kind of like the Popeye's more.
A little bit of a kick? What do you like about it?
Crispy, crunchy,
yeah.
A little bit more. I like it.
Okay. Are we back to your boy? I've got the Coca-Cola Classic.
No, I'm on the
no,
clock.
No, it's Ryan.
Now. I'm on the clock. And the pick is in.
You going to accidentally take the Arby's roast beef?
Thought about it.
Okay.
Chick-fil-A nuggets. I'm a Chick-fil-A guy. I want Chick-fil-A nuggets. I'm happy with this value in the second round here. I've got Popeyes. I've got Chick-fil-A. I guess I've got Popeyes, and yeah.
It's a heavy chicken focus in the middle of our draft right there, Ryan and Darius.
A lot of chicken.
Yeah.
Can I just say, though, because I think Ryan sometimes gets a raw deal, we beat him up too much. To take Chick-fil-A nuggets when McDonald's nuggets are waiting right there for you.
I mean, what do you mean?
That is an outrage.
That is a crazy take from, I thought you were a Chick-fil-A guy.
I am a Chick-fil-A guy.
Clearly.
For chicken sandwiches. Their nuggets are fine. They are far, far inferior to the McDonald's chicken nugget. The king of all chicken nuggets. I'm ready to go. The pick is in. Need something to wash the old Coca-Cola down with, so I will add the quarter pounder with cheese. That is a quarter pounder with cheese. It's delicious when cooked perfectly. Little onion, ketchup, mustard, pickle. I don't ever even have to make substitutions. It's such a perfectly designed sandwich. They don't put anything stupid on it. There's no tomatoes. There's no lettuce. There's none of the crap weird sauce from the Big Mac. It's just ketchup, mustard, pickle, little onion, burger, cheese, bread. The perfect sandwich. Thank you. Danny, you're up.
Pick is in. The spicy chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A is the perfect chicken sandwich. The fact that it lasted the last pick of round two frankly shows that I'm dealing with a bunch of rank amateurs and the first pick of round three now. I might not even take a round four. I might just thumb my nose at you, clown shoes. The Frosty from Wendy's. Give me the original Frosty. And again, congratulations to me.
You have now.
Yeah,
I'm going to have to vote for you. Mm-hmm. He has now sniped me two times.
Yeah.
Twice. I've literally written it down. I'm Adam Peters. I'm walking around in the draft room, and I'm like, hey, Dan, we got your guy. And I'm like writing it on the card. The video will then show that the Eagles called him right before I did. A little frustrated by that.
Frustration.
What would be your Mel Kiper breakdown of the Frosty?
Original Frosty, obviously you could put salt in it. You could dip your fries in there, eat it straight. A lot of people want to use a spoon. Some people try to use a straw at first, get a little frustrated. Go back into it. Get yourself that longer spoon with the larger size Frosty. It used to come in multiple colors. Only real reason to go to Wendy's, get a burger that's a square, end up out of there with a 99-cent chili. Not the best. Wash it down with that Frosty. You don't even need a regular soda. Boom.
What does John Gruden think about the Frosty?
Tell you something, man. You get yourself a Frosty, you got yourself a hell of a time, man. I'll tell you something. I had one time, I had 10 Frosties in one sitting, man. I couldn't even finish watching film.
I'm a little bit scrambled here in the war room, bud.
It seems as though Grant Paulson is thrown by the fact that old Fanny Mouye snatched deliciousness right from the jaws of Paulson. He's trying to Google a different fast food item, but his internet's not working. He's frustrated. Back to you, Boom.
Now, I've got two options that I really, really like here. I'm going to go with an Old Faithful. I will be taking the debate. We're walking the card up to the podium, and we still don't know what we're going to yell. Okay, I will be taking the McDonald's chicken nugget. I will be taking the McDonald's chicken nuggets, adding them to the quarter pounder and the McDonald's Coca-Cola Classic. There's a little bit of a theme developing here, boys.
I was going to say, there's
them
a theme.
Them Golden Arches know what they're doing.
We got a theme, men.
You don't look like this guy if you don't know your way around the drive-thru with those big yellow arches. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Who's up?
I'm up, and I'm happy with this pick.
Double check. Make sure you're picking the right thing.
This one is a great one. The Dairy Queen Blizzard. It's so good.
Doesn't have a drive-thru, does it?
I don't think it's a drive-thru.
Yes, it does. No, I've 100% been on one down Interstate 95. I've 100% been on one. Look it up.
I will accept your terms. That is a technicality. That hurts. It's a hell of a pick.
Toby knows it as well. Toby knows
it. You're saying there's a drive-thru. Are there many or is there a?
So Google says many Dairy Queen locations have a drive-thru.
Okay, Larry wins.
I got the Dairy Queen Blizzard right there.
That's a hell of a pick.
That's a great pick, though.
I don't know if it saves your bacon from before, but it helps you out a lot.
Now, did you mean the Frosty?
No, I did want the Frosty. The Frosty was number one on my board, but I'm very happy taking the Blizzard.
Yeah, Blizzard's good value there, round three.
Well played. Good pick there. I think the Blizzard probably ends up starting earlier than we think. They're going to try to sit it for 2 years. It's going to be on the field next year.
You can't keep them off the field.
Week 11. They're going to see it in practice. When the players know, the coaches have to make the decision.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The pick is in for Team Darius. We want to get ourselves a side to go with our mini chicken items that we have in our draft so far.
Do you have
any
chicken yet?
I have plenty of chicken. We're going to go with Checkers fries. That'll be Checkers fries are going to be added to the squad.
Ooh, attaboy. Checkers getting a little love. That's a Maryland guy over there.
Something like that, yeah. I'm the one Maryland representative here.
We don't have the Checkers everywhere like you guys do.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, okay. We have some.
All right.
I think that's more of a Maryland thing.
Okay. Well, yeah, they have pretty good fries. They're not McDonald's, but I would say they're on that next tier.
Is this the end of round three here?
It was the end of round three.
We need Toby's round
three.
Right,
but that'll be the final pick of round three. All right, so here's what we do. We get Toby to end round three, and then we'll give you a fourth round just to make everything fair before we post the four rounds for people to vote on to see who had the best draft for the fast food 2025 item draft for Grant and Danny. All right, Toby, final pick of round three.
Now, I know Grant hasn't had this because he doesn't like good food, but give me the steak quesarito, which is discontinued, from Taco Bell.
Ooh.
Well, it's discontinued.
It's a discontinued item,
Okay,
Tobes.
Fine. Then give me the steak grilled cheese burrito, which is the same thing without the extra
Toby just
tortilla.
Came for you guys. He already had that ready. He's like, they're going to give me some crap. I will deal with it, and then I will come back to them with the fury of a thousand
suns. Yeah, he knew what he was about. I mean, that's an outstanding item.
So, just to be clear, chicken sandwich is gone from Popeyes and from Chick-fil-A.
Correct.
Both varieties, the regular, the original and the spicy.
Right. And chicken strips are gone anywhere or no?
The Popeyes chicken strips are gone, yes.
Okay. But KFC still available.
They are.
Is KFC still open?
Could be one of the best on the board for somebody. We will give you round four next. We'll probably do something sports related too. Don't worry. All right, the draft continues. Darius, I want a quick recap of all four teams, please. We have one final round here, so it'll go in this order from 5-1. Toby, Dad, Ryan, myself, and then Danny Then we'll all have a total of four items at that point here in round four.
All right, Danny has the McDonald's fries, the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken sandwich, and the Wendy's Frosty. Team Grant has the McDonald's Coca-Cola Classic, the McDonald's quarter pounder of cheese, and then the McDonald's chicken nuggets. There is a theme on that team. Ryan has the Popeye's chicken sandwich, the Chick-fil-A nuggets, and the Dairy Queen Blizzard. Team Darius has the Popeye's chicken tenders, the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich, and the Checkers fries. And then Team Toby, who will be coming up here next, has the McDonald's sausage egg McMuffin, and the McDonald's hash brown, as well as the Taco Bell steak grilled burrito. Yeah, steak and cheese grilled burrito.
Okay, very good.
It's a grilled cheese burrito.
It's grilled cheese burrito.
I knew that. I said that.
Grilled cheese burrito.
If you're looking for like a balanced meal with something like the wash it down and then a entree with a side, Danny crushed it. Those three rounds for you, you checked some boxes.
Feel pretty good there.
You've got a D lineman, you got a linebacker, you got a DB. But if you're just looking for fun, I got a side of nuggets with a burger. That's not bad.
You can do a lot worse, by the way.
You ever gotten a burger and gotten a side of nuggets and had a cola to wash it down?
Yeah, I have, actually.
Toby's the only one of us, and this was brilliant. This is going to, I think, really play to some of the voters in America here, some of the constituents in certain areas. He went straight breakfast.
Double breakfast items. Two.
His side is the hash brown
mm-hmm.
from McDonald's, which is so good.
It's so good.
All right, let's get after it. Toby, final pick.
Pick is in. So it hurts my heart because my favorite fast food joint is Culver's, but that's Midwest, that's Wisconsin Tobe, so we'll leave all those off. I'm torn here between a couple, but I'm going to go with the dessert option here. One of my favorites. I like an Arby's Jamocha Shake. Probably not popular. I know I'm probably going to get joned on a little bit, but Arby's Jamocha Shake is good.
I don't know if you're making an item up. This is a Mr. Irrelevant. You just drafted a guy from such an obscure D3 school that I didn't even send a scout to see him
Bill
once.
Bill Belichick would be thrilled with my pick here.
That's right.
Dude,
do you know what he's talking about?
I do. It's delicious. But what people sleep on Culver's. It's like kind of a coffee-flavored caramel sort of cream type milkshake. Grant would never have it, so you're out. But you could have gone Culver's, dude. People don't know.
Yeah, Culver's is the real deal.
It's the best. It's the best.
I've only ever gone in. Do they do drive-through windows and stuff?
They do.
Oh, yeah. So good.
That was the first time you had it. It was like recently, I remember.
Yeah, I never, where was I? God, it was like one of my dude's trips. Maybe it was Phoenix somewhere, but I went to a Rodney Culver's and had a grand old time.
It's a wonderful place. Okay, that means that Darius gets to make his final pick.
Pretty sure we found out CJ Abrams was a big Culver's guy in one of our interviews we did with him last year. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I will round out my team with a dessert, and it'll be the dessert of desserts. I'm dipping back in the McDonald's. Well, we're going Oreo McFlurry from McDonald's.
It's a good choice.
As long as the machine ain't broken.
You just got to keep...
That's the one problem, yeah.
Keep your fingers crossed and pray.
But if you can get it, great.
There's a 39% chance you're going to get your McFlurry, depending on which one you go to. But damn, it's going to be good when you get it. My son came down the steps one night, got home later than normal. Mm-hmm. Kids are already asleep, plopped down to watch the Nats, grabbed a McFlurry on the way home. And he sits next to me, and he's like, what is that? And I'm like, it's a McDonald's McFlurry. He's like, what is that? I'm like, it's ice cream. And so he goes and gets a spoon and, you know, gets all queued up next to me, and he starts digging into my McFlurry. And we ate the thing together, which basically meant he ripped it away and ate it. And when it was done, he goes, this is the best thing I've ever had. He loved it. And we've not had one since. But that was...
You can't major in those things, but man, is it good.
My wife would have screamed at me because it was like, you're supposed to be in bed, you know?
Yeah.
What are we doing here? All right. Final round. Toby has solidified his team. Dad's roster is fortified. Ryan, your last pick.
The pick is in. We're going to go with the glazed donut.
Damn it!
Krispy Kreme.
Damn it! I'm getting sniped from my left.
I know.
I'm getting sniped from my right.
Get me a blizzard. Give me a donut. I'll dunk my donut into the blizzard. That is a silly fast food draft.
I mean, how many times can a guy have a pick ready to turn in and then have to go back to the well?
It's a terrible feeling.
Talk for a bit while I get
you. Now, Grant's reeling. He's doing research. He's scrolling up and down.
I have 50 things written down. This is my draft.
Oh, you got the board? Okay.
Yeah, I got a board. But when you have your mind made up, you know, you got to scurry a little
bit. When that light goes on, even if you're lying to me, it's still appealing.
You know what I mean? Like, they could just turn the light on even if they're not fresh. Doesn't matter. I would still go in there and make my presence known. That Krispy Kreme original glazed is the most asbestos.
All right, whatever. I'll just do what I got to do. Pick is in. We're going with the Popeyes biscuit. We're going to go with the Popeyes biscuit.
Proud of you, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I will go Popeyes biscuit to give me a little side. Thought about fries. Thought about Wendy's fries. Mm-hmm. Didn't do it.
Right.
So I've got a meat. I've got a chicken. I've got a biscuit. And I've got a cola. I'm not going to get an ice cream. Danny screwed me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to get a donut. Clary screwed me. The good people at Co-Pair will be proud of me. Although the whole, you know.
Yeah, right. I was going to say.
I don't know about the rest of it.
The Coca-Cola.
But at least I didn't get ice cream or a donut, thanks to my friends.
So this is really hard here. Sometimes the best thing may not be best for your team. Like if you have an all-pro left tackle and there's a left tackle that's highest on your board, is that who you draft? I don't know. This is a tough one for me. The pick is in. Give me the double-double from In and Out Burger. Okay. The double-double from In-N-Out Burger. My other pick, my other option was the original recipe KFC chicken, which is you can get through the drive-thru, you get a big old bucket of chicken. I've already got chicken. So I'm trying to round out my football team, my squad I needed. So I'm with the double-double. I'm getting mine animal style, BTW.
That was a consideration for sure. No Whopper, no Wendy's burger taken. I think Wendy's makes a good burger. Any surprise, Danny, that a lot of the breakfast items, McDonald's, Burger King, otherwise, didn't get chosen?
Didn't make it. I mean, after the sausage McMuffin with egg, I thought for sure you were going to a biscuit breakfast.
I was
going to
go
point.
Sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit in Audible for sure. Chick-fil-A does a really good breakfast as
they
well.
Fantastic
if you
breakfast.
Ask Ryan, Popeyes probably.
Right. Yep.
He likes Popeyes better. But, yeah, a lot of surprises in this draft. So, Darius, you'll post all the results at our Facebook page, the Grant and Danny Facebook operation, but also we will post those to the station Twitter, and you guys can weigh in on who had the best draft. This is all in honor of the Snack Wrap being back.
And Ryan didn't take it, by the way. Snack Wrap. The whole point is he loves Snack Wrap so much, and he couldn't stop talking about it. Didn't take it.
That's a great point.
Think about it. I'm not going to lie, I did.
He's been walking around here for 3 days yelling about the Snack Wrap. That's the only reason
it is the biggest thing.
We
the
did
snack
that segment.
Wrap. They didn't take it.
Luke McCaffrey spoke out about the season ahead for him at the wide receiver position. I want to look at the Commanders' wide receiver room, and we'll hit the leadoff ahead of Nats Cubs next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.